There's a general strike in Spain today as unions protest government austerity plans. Spain has the highest unemployment rate in the European Union, and it's under pressure to reduce its deficit and bring public finances under control. The government's expected to announce more spending cuts tomorrow, and the precarious economic situation has filtered down to local governments. The city of Jerez in Andalusia is in bad shape. It has years of unpaid bills, hasn't paid many of its workers for months. From Jerez, a city normally famous for its sherry, the BBC's Tom Burridge has this report.
This is a sound and sight Jerez is getting used to. A group of bus drivers turned drummers huddle outside the city's town hall. They're here most mornings to remind their bosses inside that they haven't been paid for nearly 4 months. Among them, Antonio Dominguez, a father of three, who now says he can't afford his children's books for school. The unpaid protesters then march around the city on a well-trodden route. The bus drivers are joined by Jerez social workers, another group of public sector workers who also haven't been paid in 4 months. Social worker Encarnacion Barrios cares for the elderly living in Jerez.
Vamos a ver, aquí la nos afecta de tal forma que hasta incluso se puede perder hasta.
It's affecting people. For example, people are losing their apartments. They can't pay their mortgages. And in the most serious cases, some of my colleagues can't afford to feed their children.
They're escorted by police motorbikes who temporarily stop the traffic, but nobody seems to care.
Creo que se ha llegado a una situación límite con este tema. Me parece magnífico que la gente.
Student Estefania Olmo told us that people in Jerez have had enough. The situation, she said, needs to be sorted out soon, as lots of families are affected. But away from the drums, there's a sweeter sound. Because what Jerez the city is really famous for is Jerez the wine. The José Estevez bodega is filled with thousands of barrels. The liquid inside is routinely tested. A reminder of Jerez's crown jewel, and surely part of the solution to its economic mess. Some, though, believe places like Jerez will need help from outside.
And maybe some of these small municipalities, or not so small municipalities, who are deep in debt, are going to need either privileged loans made by banks with guarantees from the state, or direct bailouts from the state.
Javier Diaz Jimenez is from Spain's ESA Business School.
The debt, the unpaid bills, have been quantified at about 50 billion euros. That is 0.5% of 5% of Spanish GDP, and a new law has been passed to make sure that those bills are going to be paid. Of course, unpaid bills mean small and middle-sized firms, which are the typical suppliers for these municipalities and for the regional governments, that are having big. Some of them are in deep trouble, and some of them are simply going bankrupt because they are not getting paid by public administrations.
The aesthetics of Jerez's beautiful centre have also been affected. A large bin liner covered purple tent sits outside the town hall. Social workers have now set up camp here as they wait to be paid. As Jerez's centre right government, which was voted in last year, slashes its budget to try and rein in its debt, its employees will keep marching. The music they play shows even they can smile in what otherwise is a very bleak financial situation.
That report from the BBC's Tom Burridge in Spain.